My name is Kevin Manise. I work for a company called Open Mobile. What Open Mobile does is allow Android apps to run on all different kinds of platforms, Tizen, WebOS, Windows, Ubuntu, Firefox. Obviously, today we'll talk about Tizen and focus on that. I run engineering for Open Mobile. Open Mobile is it's been around for about 4 years. I've been there too. But I have tons of experience in the mobile space, about 30 years, so I'm pretty ancient. In terms of who should be here, if you're an Android app developer and you're considering Tizen, this is a good session to attend. If you're a platform provider, you might still be interested. But this presentation is really focused to the app developer. So if you're a platform provider, don't have your feelings hurt. So just a show of hands, who are app developers? The rest of you have nothing better to do? who is other? Except the moderator. Carriers? Carriers might be interested. Any of you? No? Okay. Well, good. Most of you are app developers. So who is Open Mobile? We're based in Boston. As I said, we've been around for 4 or 5 years. We, really our mantra is to allow Android apps to run on any platform and to run them seamlessly. And the key thing that Open Mobile does well is you never change your app. So the app that you push onto Google Play is the one you give us. We don't change it. We don't do anything, which is great for you. And what we will, as I said, we'll distribute that app anywhere on WebOS, Tizen, Windows, Firefox, and on all different platforms. Could be set-top boxes, phones, smartphones, tablets, you name it. Desktops, Windows, PCs. We do it all. You don't do anything. All you have to do is give us your APK. So what's in it for you? Well, I just said it. You don't have to do anything. You just give us your APK. You got all new distribution channels. You can reach new users. You can test markets, which is really, really important. We heard this morning how great Tizen is, and it is. We've been around working on Tizen, I think, for 3 years now. We've released probably 2,000 versions of ACL for it as it evolves. But you as an app developer, you may want to wait a while. You may want to see how it works and you know, what really is in it for you. Well, the good news is you can just give us the app, test it out, and when you're ready, build your own native one. And later on, I'm going to show you exactly what it looks like. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it. Maybe we'll pass out phones, but these things run just like Tizen apps. You won't be able to tell the difference. So why are we here? What does Open Mobile do? We firmly believe that these new emerging operating systems, they have an app gap. It's hard to attract app developers to a new platform because you're not going to make any money for a while. It's just a fact. So we solve that problem. We put ACL on, we integrate it with the operating system, put it on the device, and then run Android apps. And so instead of having, say, a couple thousand apps when a device launches, like these Tizen devices, you'll have hundreds of thousands. And again, they look exactly like the native app. We also have an app mall. So for Tizen, we actually put your app in the Tizen store. It really does look exactly like a Tizen app. But for other things, like, say, Firefox, we can provide a app mall to the OEM, to the carrier, whoever. And that app mall has, right now, 262,000 apps in it. So we are the third largest app store in the world, little Open Mobile. It's pretty cool. And the reason why is because, again, you guys don't have to do anything. You just give us the app and you're done. So Open Mobile, this is all we do. Open Mobile has two products. We have ACL, which is the software that goes on the device, and we integrate that with the device. We don't change your app. There's not a separate instance of ACL for every app running. It's just a single instance that integrates on the device, integrates with the operating system. That's really our core product. The other thing is you don't pay anything. All you do is give us your app. We really make our money with the OEMs, with the people who develop the device. And again, the other product we have is AppMall, which is really to support ACL. Because we aren't an official Android device, we can't go to Google Play legally to get APKs. So we have our own AppMall that allows us to get Android apps to run on the device. So what is ACL? We start with Android's open source project, and we always preserve, obviously, the Dalvik, any of the libraries that you expect as an Android developer, all the API libraries, and we preserve those. What we do, though, is rip apart the core of Android and integrate it with the operating system and with the device. So when I show you the demo, you'll see it's standard APKs running on a device, but they look just like Tizen apps. They actually catch Tizen power management events. They catch Tizen lifecycle events. You uninstall it the same way. You install it the same way. It's really cool. We make use of high-speed graphics, so we're talking right to the high-speed graphics stack for Tizen. We use the Enlightenment framework to get sensor data and all that. We have hardware encoding and decoding of media. And it's important, we aren't virtualized. We are actually talking to the hardware and to the operating system. The other thing we do is if your app has notifications, we'll push those to the Tizen status bar. It's not horribly useful if you have a messaging app and the user never knows that a new message came in. So here's just an example, Skype. Skype's a pretty complicated application. We have it running flawlessly on Tizen. But as I said, we preserve all the APIs in the Dalvik. Those talk to the Android libraries. Those we change completely. We integrate the lifecycle management with Tizen's. We integrate all of the, all those different system libraries. We, through ACL, tie into the Tizen core services. So from an app point of view, from an app developer point of view, you're running on an Android device. But from a Tizen point of view, it's a Tizen app. That's really the secret sauce of ACL. Now, if you're an experienced Android programmer, you know that AOSP, the Android Open Source Project, has kind of been demoted a bit as Google Play services, all the interesting new features of Android go into the Google mobile services. But with ACL, we have a component that actually, without you guys changing a thing, will intercept calls and route them to whatever we want. So in this case, it would be to the Tizen store. And why is that interesting? Say for in-app billing, you have an application that supports in-app billing. I don't know, you have some crazy game that has swords or something that you can buy. You submit your app to us without doing anything. Again, we will take, and when that in-app billing event occurs, they want to upgrade their game or buy that sword. You think you're actually talking to Google Play, but we're actually redirecting that right to the Tizen store and doing the fulfillment. And of course, you have to give us your in-app assets, but we do that seamlessly. You don't have to do anything. I know I've done this like for 3 years, and it's pretty much the same presentation because it's a pretty simple message. But this year, that's the big thing, one of the big things that has changed. I know I got grilled last time about, well, how do you handle in-app billing? That's impossible. You know, you're going to have to do all kinds of crazy things. But we did it, and we solved it. And if you don't believe us, you can actually come down to our booth and see it. It's working. And we have it working for our own app mall and with the Tizen store. So when I say integrated, what do I mean? So, and again, if you really want to see this, you should come down to our booth. But when you look at the Tizen desktop, they just announced that. I don't know if everyone's gone down to see the new Z Phone. There's a whole ton of apps on there. Yours will look exactly the same. When you go and enter the Tizen Task Manager, you'll see your app listed just like native Tizen apps. There's a history list. If you kill it from there, it'll go down into the history list just like a Tizen app. It's exactly the same. We support all the sensors and all the devices on on the phone, in this case, the phone. So, you know, if you use tilt, the gyroscope, the accelerometer, temperature, whatever, we support that. And again, you're using just standard Android libraries to access that, but we're doing all the magic to integrate that with Tizen's. App install, your app will actually be downloaded. It'll be displayed in the Tizen store. It'll be downloaded by the Tizen client. It'll be installed by Tizen, and then ACL will take over and actually push it into the Android context. And the same with uninstall. If you've seen the Tizen phone, there's this little gear, and if you push it, your icon will get a little red X. It's the same thing with the ACL-enabled apps. You'll get that same thing, then uninstall it the same way. The importance of that is the user just thinks they're using a phone. They don't care if it's an Android app. They don't care if it's a Tizen app. They just don't care. They just want your apps. So for us, it provides a perfect user experience. They have no idea what they're doing in terms of whether it's an Android app or a Tizen app. So here's the user experience. I think I already went through this, but ACL is actually submitted to the Tizen store. So if you look in the Tizen store, you'll see our ACL. It's actually an app, a Tizen app. We've submitted that. It got approved by Samsung. And it's important to note that we have worked very closely with Intel and Samsung to make this work. We push, so the important thing is we do all the work. Once you submit your app to our portal, we do everything in terms of making it work with Tizen or any other operating system you choose to deploy it to. And what we've done for the Tizen store is we actually wrap it. We never change your APK. I have to emphasize that. We wrap it in a Tizen package. We build a Tizen manifest, and we push it into the Tizen store. So it just thinks it's another Tizen app. But again, we never change the APK, which is important for you. The user visits the store. They select an app. And again, it could be yours. It could be a Tizen app. Doesn't matter. They launch it, and they use it. That's it. It's exactly as you would expect. So what do you have to do? Well, we have an app acquisition program. We work with partners. We work with distributors. And we'd love to work with you. And I do have some cards that have this information on it that we'll leave by the door in case you're interested. We hope you are. You just register your app with the developer portal. And we have lots of information on how you do that. But it's just like pushing it to Google Play. It's super easy. For Tizen, you are the author and publisher. And we are the seller of record. And that's good because you don't have to deal with Tizen at all. You just deal with Open Mobile. We settle up with Tizen. You get your cut. It's a standard industry standard cuts. And that's it. I know this is the tutorial section, but really the only tutorial you have to know is you submit your app to our portal and you're done. So just as an example, and this is for the Tizen store, you submit your app to us. Ooh, I went way ahead. We don't just take your app. We will do some analysis on it. We actually test every app that goes into the catalog. So we aren't going to do your QA, but we will test that it works, that it installs, that it uninstalls, that the functionality is intact, that it meets our customers' criteria. So every one of our customers, whether it's a carrier or if it's Tizen or whatever, they have their own criteria. In Tizen's case, they don't want any profanity, things like that. We have to rate them appropriately. We test that to make sure it meets those criteria. If it doesn't, it gets curated out. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never going to get into a catalog. It's just in some specific cases, you may not, depending on what kind of application you have. But again, you don't have to worry about this. Once we validate it, we wrap it. And I just described that. We don't change your app, but we kind of fake it. We wrap it in a TPK package, which is a Tizen package. We build a Tizen manifest. And in that manifest, we map your permissions, your Android permissions, into Tizen permissions. We update a bunch of metadata. We do need all your metadata so that we do a little bit of conversion on that and then push it to the Tizen store. We talked about this. It's using the standard Tizen install and uninstall. And then we record any kind of in-app activities. And again, we have a back-end system that does all the financial settlement. There's a portal you can go and you can check the statistics of your app by operating system, by customer, and so forth. In terms of validation, what do? We make sure it installs, and this is your app when you submit it. We make sure it installs and launches properly, that display and resolution are correct. And that's important because we can deploy your app on a lot of different devices. Could be TV, could be IVI, could be phones, tablets, and they all have different screen resolutions. So sometimes we see artifacts. Your app might work perfectly on a phone, but on a TV it might, you know, may not just work right. So again, we'll call that out if it doesn't. That the major functionality works. We aren't going to do QA on your app, but we're going to make sure that, you know, it works before we submit it. That it terminates correctly, that it uninstalls properly. You know, just kind of the best relatively quick coverage, but to make sure that your app works properly for Tizen. So what's in it for you? So more everything, right? You've already written your app. You don't have to do anything else. You just give it to us and tell us what you want to do with it. And you can do that, again, through the portal. So you get more downloads, more app sales. Again, you can test markets. If you're unsure whether you want to move to Tizen, that's okay. Give us your app. You can try it out, see if there's a lot of uplift, and if there is, write your native app later. More in-app purchases, you know, everything you could imagine. And again, that one app is going to go, or whatever apps you submit to us, are going to go on millions of different devices. It's not just Tizen. It's all those other operating systems we talked about. And we kind of went through this. So here's the URL. If you want to submit your APK, we'll wrap and validate it for you. We'll handle all the administration. We'll provide you with the detailed reports. It's easy. It's just like pushing it to Google Play. It's free. And that's it. It's really not much of a tutorial because you don't have to do anything. So what I don't know is how I'm going to demo this. But I do have two phones that are running Tizen. And these, I don't know if anyone's seen these, but these are the pre-production phones. We have like a trillion of these at our lab back in Boston. Do you think we should just pass it out? What do you think? You can't answer. I mean, you can't ask a question. Anyone else? No, what?
How do you test your APK on Tizen?
How do we do it?
How do we do it? We
do. You don't have to. You submit it to us, we test it. I know, it's almost too good to be true. What?
You're not going
to
buy all our bugs.
No, we aren't. You're right. But we're pretty good. So one thing I should have mentioned is, I don't know if people are familiar. Being app testers, you may not. But Google has a test called CTS and CTS View, which is the Google compatibility test suite. And before you can be declared an official Android device, you have to pass that. And it's pretty extensive. And the last time I checked, CTS had over 17,000 tests, and CTS View had a ton more that can't be done through automation. And CTS is an automated test suite. So we run that, and we get in the high 99%, which means, and the reason why we don't get 100% is we don't support things like wallpapers. We chose not to. We might rescind that and actually support them, but the point is, if your app runs on Android,
we test it on Android.
Yes, exactly. You test it on Android, it'll work with ACL. It's beautiful. Before I show these, are there any other questions? Yes.
Have you guys also tested it with APKs that package like Tier 2 widgets and do Tier 2 Android app communication?
No. Not Gear 2. I mean, Gear 2 is pretty new. Not to say we won't, but it's a good. Why don't you see me afterwards? We can talk about that. It's just gear 2 is relatively new. Now, if it's using standard protocols, it should work. We don't. We do not. We do not do that. We have all we can do just with running Android apps and all these different platforms. We have literally hundreds of platforms reporting to. It's crazy. Yes?
I have two questions. One is the native app. Is that like the Tizen app, is that a native app or is that the HTML5 app? What is the generated app?
There is no generated app. It's actually running your APK.
But what is it? Is it what you would get if you wrote Tizen native?
No. No. So you run, your app will run in the Dalvik VM just like a regular Android app. But any access to hardware is, there's a thin layer. ACL does have a thin layer that does things like trampolining, changing parameter calls and so forth, but it's very lightweight. So like if you're worried about performance.
So it's not the same as Tizen native app.
It is not. But it does go through the Enlightenment framework, which really ties in native apps do.
How much, when it goes through your, wrapper, how much extra size does it get increased?
So each individual app?
On an average,
It's very small, because really all we do, the Tizen package doesn't stay around, right? It's really used to transport from the Tizen store down to the device. Once it's on the device, we pretty much cast aside everything related to the Tizen app. It's really your Android app running. You got to think of it that way. It's not a Tizen app in any way. The only reason why we wrap it is for the Tizen store. Tizen store doesn't know what an Android app is.
I've got one more. This is more can you talk about how does the actual, what are you doing, internally, the architecture? So it's like an APK. It's supposed to be run on a Dalvik environment?
Yes.
And on a Tizen phone, there is no Dalvik, right?
Yes, but we actually, part of ACL is the Dalvik.
Do you ship a whole Dalvik?
Yes.
On the thing?
Yes, but there's only one instance of it on the device. So it's not like for every app that runs that we have a version of the Dalvik, version of the system libraries. No, there's just one. It comes up at startup, device startup time, or on demand, depending on how you select it. And then your apps just run just like they were running on an Android device.
But then, Android has alternative fragmentation problems. So how do you solve that? There's new APIs and old APIs, and Android has its own, issues. Which, Android, API level are you, compatible with?
So it depends on the operating system. So for Tizen right now, we're actually at Gingerbread, if you can believe it. And the reason why is just the validation process we've had to go through. We will move to KitKat almost immediately. For the newer operating systems that we've pursued, like Firefox, it's KitKat already. Yes, in the back. It depends. So if it fails egregiously, we'll cull it from the catalog. It goes into the engineering backlog, and we'll get to it. And it all depends on, what the backlog is. So I can't tell you, we'll turn it around in a day. But, it's a pretty well-managed process. And right now, for the launch, we're targeting a whole collection of apps that just need to be in the catalog at launch. Well, it's up to you. It's a good question. These apps run pretty good if you look at them on these devices. I mean, they run great. But there will be a divergence of Tizen and Android. There will be. And it's up to the developer to decide whether they want to take the advantages of Tizen. Yes?
Can you say a little more about the OS issue? All the OS issue targeting series, a whole lot of those.
There's a lot. yeah, welcome to my world. So WebOS, Ubuntu, Windows, Tizen, Firefox, a bunch of embedded Linux derivatives. Did I miss anything? Pretty much anything that's emerging, we're working with. And again, someone had mentioned, what version are you on? Well, because we're so busy, there are different versions. I'd love to have them all in lockstep, but it's just not the reality right now. We're all working real hard to try and get the KitKat, which is the latest version. You again.
So you said you support other platforms too. What about, do you
No. That's closed. That's a closed system. It's proprietary, legal issues. We stay away from it. And besides, I mean, if you look at the catalogs, I mean, there's a lot of overlap. You know, there's not many apps that those are the two dominant ecosystems. Yeah, so it's a good question. We don't charge the app developer anything. We work with the device manufacturer. So all the big names you could imagine. And they pay a per license royalty, typically. But for you, it's free. This is great. Yeah, this is why I like giving this talk. It's like, yeah, you guys just give us your app, kick back, make money. It's perfect.
Can you explain the
big you? This is your fourth question. I'm just letting you know.
How is the virtual machine? How do you ship a virtual machine on a device? Is it some prepackaged with like a VM?
That's a good question.
All the Tizen devices have it already?
No.
Or,
it's a good question. It depends.
You add it when you package the app.
No. It's always separate. So it doesn't come if you have your APK, it doesn't get bundled in with it. So in some situations, we're pre-installed. In other situations, like in the case of Tizen, let's say you submit an app and the device is brand new and doesn't have ACL on it. You click on your app, the installer, this little installer will go and check to see if ACL is there, and if it's not, it reaches up and gets it in that case. So it's already pre-installed at the factory, at device registration, so when they buy it at the carrier store or whatever, or at first use.
So it just gets it and nobody knows. Like, there's no permission to go and ask, because that's a big thing, right?
No. They do know. There's a EULA you have to agree to. Again, this is a Tizen app, so we respect all the Tizen permissions. So the typical Tizen permission screen will pop up, and you have to agree to it. And that goes for all your apps, too. We map the permissions to the Tizen permissions. You never see Android permissions, like Tizen permissions, then Android permissions. You just see Tizen permissions. So it follows the same model.
How close is that alignment between the permissions? Are there little boundary cases?
Yeah, there's tons of them. In fact, Android has 287 permissions, something like that. And Tizen has quite a few less. So what we've done is grouped them. So many, many permissions group onto a single Tizen permission. But, you know, for the important ones, so there's a lot of permissions, and some of them are really edge case permissions. So we aren't too concerned about that. But a lot of them are pretty straightforward. So, you know, phone, contact, camera, those things map beautifully. Yes? Listen, all right, wait, you're done. You've ran out of questions. Yes?
Any reason why Tizen didn't come up with Android runtime like BlackBerry and why OpenMobile providing the...
Because we do it best. We've worked very closely with Tizen, Intel, Samsung to get this right. So,
if you want to show the demo, so you have 8 minutes.
I have 8 minutes. I know that you have like 10 more questions. It's a good question. And actually, do we have those videos publicly available? So we've been raked through the coals to get this right. And, you know, the performance, if you get your Android app and put it on a Galaxy S3 quad core and put it on the Tizen device, and just try and lockstep use them, they're exactly the same. Then we do standard Android benchmarking. There's like 15 well-known benchmarking APKs that we run, both on a reference device, and it's super easy with Samsung because they have so many different devices in the market, and on the target device, and we compare them. And if the performance is inadequate, we just go back and keep cranking until we get it right. You won't be able to tell the difference. Yeah, that's a good question. So especially for things like Firefox, which they're actually coming out with a 128 meg phone. So you can imagine you got Firefox running, you have ACL running, and you have an app running. It's pretty tight. So, you know, if you really start squishing things down like that, there's going to be issues. And it's really, we test it. If it's not adequate, we fix it. If we can't get it to work, we call it out of the catalog. At a certain point, you've run out of things to do. But it's rare. It's really the super low-end devices that we'll have issues with. Yes? So for Tizen, no. Nope, we use actually the Enlightenment APIs, which are publicly available. For other operating systems, yes. Yes? Not you. You've run out. Wait, I'll talk to you afterwards. Say that again? So you submit an APK, and then you write a Tizen app? Yes. Yes. It's just a wrapper. It's not, there's no magic to it at all. It's got the manifest, all that stuff. So if you submit, let's say, an update, we rebuild that TPK again. So you don't have to worry about any of that. So we'll break, so when we do that, we break apart the APK, we check the manifest, and we do a little bit of processing to turn it into a TPK. So it's all automated. It's really super lightweight, but you don't have to worry about it at all. Yes?
So for customers that are in an environment with no internet connection, do you guys offer like a bundle service, so you know, bundle a TPK with ARM as well, so you sideload it?
You can sideload it. We haven't, I know what you're saying, and actually in some of the emerging markets, we're considering different packaging options, but right now it's usually just pre-installed or done over the wire. But we can certainly accommodate that. Yes?
What is sideloading?
It's when you take in through a port in the device, you just load it using ADB or... Yep?
So you said on the Android, every single app will have its own download virtual machine where it runs. And in this case, you have only one DVM on which the multiple Android apps would run.
Well, each app is its own process.
Okay. So if I close one app and start another one, then it gets treated as an independent app.
It's yep. And we respect all of the like the memory killer. So you'll stay alive until the device decides it's got low memory. Low memory killer. Tizen's version of low memory killer will give us an event saying, you have to kill a process, and we'll go and do that.
I see. So whereby one Tizen app is in the background, and if I start another one, or another Android app, the download virtual machine will still be the same.
Yes.
The first one is
ready. Yes. 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 And then again, we, as an APK, yep. And then we handle propagating it, because you got to realize it may not just be Tizen. It could be multiple operating systems. We deal with all the processing, with all the distribution of that for you. Yes, all the way in the back. So did you? I didn't hear his question.
How do we handle DRM?
Okay, why don't we take that offline? I'll have Jarrett talk to you. So we haven't seen the demo yet. Okay, so if you have any questions, we have a booth downstairs. Come visit us. You can see the demo really close, and we'll answer any other questions you have. And again, we'll leave a deck of the cards that have the URL to submit the app to in the back. Okay?
Thank you.
So how do we want to do this? Can you guys maybe walk around? So these are two pre-production phones. They're running Tizen 2.2, I believe, 2.2.1. They have a collection of APKs on there, and you know, you'll be able to see them executing. You'll be able to see the task switching, all that kind of stuff. And I think probably the easiest thing to do is we'll just walk around with them. I guess you have to go down to our booth because you asked too many questions.
Yeah.
That was why.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.